Want to talk about superheroes, which we have like a bent towards, physically, non-physically. We love them. We love the thought of it out there. We love to hear that it's occurring as we speak. We love the colors, we love the shapes, we love the flying, we love everything, everything that is related to it.
What do you think rings your bells about superheroes so much? What do they mean to you?
I'll make it more simple, but I love the strength, the connectedness. I love that it's more than I see here.
I think it's an actualization of goodness. In other words, they're heroes, not villains. They have superpowers, meaning they work for good. What is it about that that is so intriguing to you?
It's not even the category. It's not even the good versus the evil, in a sense. It's just coming into the power, feeling it, knowing that there's more than humanly possible, knowing that it's out there, and knowing that I can feel it inside. It's this. It's my bent in life. So, bottom line, I just love them. I almost don't even. I'm not looking to rescue. I'm just looking to be honest, it and enjoy it. I'm not saying that I wouldn't step into the role, but I love the fact that. That, and I'm looking more towards the fun you're having with this because I can feel you guys having fun with it. And I just am looking for more avenues that I can personally enjoy this unfolding.
Well, we think that the reason that your, not just you, but your world has over some time been infatuated with the idea of superheroes is because everyone recognizes at very deep levels that they are much more than they are allowing themselves to be. Everyone recognizes that life is supposed to go well and that it is supposed to be easy. And everyone recognizes at some level, now we're talking about levels beyond consciousness in most cases, that it is the power of thought that makes things be. And so we think that what you're tapping into is, we think that what the whole superhero experience represents that, and what you're getting from it is that everyone has the ability to be more than they are allowing themselves to be, much, 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 much more than they are allowing themselves to be. And when you watch something like that being played out, whether it's in a comic book or on a television or movie screen, when you watch it being played out and you allow yourself to forget about whatever it is you've been thinking about and be absorbed in the some would call it frivolousness, we would call it detachment of the story. As you allow yourself to become immersed in that story, often you line up with who you really are in a grander way than many do even in a gathering like this, or than many do when they go to church, or than many do under any other condition. Because what you're talking about, for most, they would call it myth. They would call it fiction or fantasy. But there is a larger part of you that understands that none of it is myth or fantasy, that there is a powerful being within you that is ready to come out if you will but allow it. And we think your love of participating in the idea of that is that you see it as a way, you have felt it as a way where when you are immersed in it, you can self